Sunday night. Or Lachov Cheshvan. We're doing Hilchos Atilah Shadayim. Okay, we're doing going over some of Hilchos Atilah Shadayim. So if a person has, we talked about last time, we talked about the distance in terms of time that a person has to travel in order to get water. So we won't go over that. So let's say there's no water in that distance. Let's say now people were cut off from water and they don't have any food to eat. You can't tell them not to eat bread, which is also preferred if you don't have water, or other liquids to wash with even without a bracha. You don't have that. And you want to eat bread. Maybe the people who are stuck, plenty of people still without power in America, in the tri-state area. And maybe they don't have food because the food in the refrigerator is spoiled. And maybe they don't have gas because there's either a shortage or they can't get to the gas. So they can't go buy stuff and the stores don't have. So now they have to eat bread. Good old bread. What do you know? So they have to eat bread and they don't have water. And there's no water and they don't have other liquids. So what do you do? So the din is, if you are in this last resort situation, so you can, if all else fails and there's no water and no other liquids and no water in the distance you're supposed to travel and you must eat bread, so if you add up all those things, Chazal allowed you to cover your hands with a covering. It could be gloves. You can cover your hands with a plastic bag. The point is, you can't cover the bread. You have to cover your hands. Your hands have to be covered, and then you eat it that way. You have to cover both hands, even if you're determined to eat only with one hand. You still have to cover both. They have to be covered until the wrists, and they have to be covered the whole meal while you're eating, even if you're not eating bread at that particular moment, but you have to have your hands covered throughout the meal. If you're not eating and you're just sitting at the table and you're not eating at that moment, then you don't have to have your hands covered, but you can't touch any food. But when you're eating anything or drinking anything, you have to have your hands covered, as I said. Okay.